Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting another update from Rupert Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RUP and on the OTC markets under the symbol RUPRF, chatting with the president and CEO, James Withall. Now, James, let's follow up on a news release that came out earlier this week on April 6th. Some more very nice drill results from this Ikkari prospect on the Patavara project in Finland. Now, the headline grades here, 6.1 grams per ton gold, over 110 meters. So obviously some wide widths here, but there are also some very high grade components within that overall 110 meters. James, take us through these drill results, some further infill holes at this Ikkari prospect, please.
Well, hi, Corey. Thanks very much for the time again. Look, I think, you know, this is just the first of a series, as you said, infill holes here. But I mean, we're still at, you know, this, we started off at 80 meter space lines. Now we're going down to 40s. And the whole idea of this program is to, I guess, ultimately reduce risk, but increase confidence is the main thing in this resource, and really try and demonstrate that the, you know, these sort of widths and grades, we've seen lots of intercepts like, you know, 3.9 over 180, I think is the best. I think this is the second best intercept so far from the deposit, sort of 600 gram meters and above. So it certainly is quite an exceptional hole, that one. But I think it's just showing that this is a large block of mineralized rock, really, is what it's showing. And as you said, this one was quite exceptional because I think it had 23 intercepts, individual 1 meter intercepts above 10 grams within it. So, you know, essentially some really nice high grades. But important to note that none of those, I think the highest grade of those might have been an ounce over a meter. So there's not like, again, it's not like 1 meter with 1,000 grams in it. This is just mineralized throughout the hole. So and that hole also had another intercept of mineralization in it beyond the 110 meters. So it just shows you the potential that we're seeing in this deposit and how we're beginning to demonstrate the quality of it.
So, James, now the overall strike length here at this Ikkari prospects, it shows to a depth of about 300 to 500 meters, but also about 650 meters of strike.
No, absolutely. So that strike is still around 650. It's still open to the east and west and at depth. And it looks, maybe it's a bit thinner in those zones, but we haven't done a lot of drilling beyond this initial 650 meters. And as we've said before, we want to put out a resource in the summer. And so it's important for us to do this work and we're still carrying on with the extensional drilling, both at depth and along strike, as we're doing this bit of work. So it's sort of 50-50 infill and extensional drilling right now. So expect, you know, continuous news, you know, as all these results come in over the coming months, I guess.
Okay, all building to that maiden resource by summer, something you and I talked about just a few weeks ago when I brought you back on. Let's also talk about the metallurgical work here, because this is part of this news release. It comes a little bit later on in this news release, so some people might have missed it, but metwork, very important, especially when you have a project that's producing this type of grades, just to further maybe confirm that this thing can move forward to be a possible mine. What did the metwork show you?
Yeah, the metwork, we put out round one in December, which was just really early metwork. And that showed these, you know, recoveries 95 to 99% in those. I guess this is from a bigger bulk sample. It's from a sample that's made up broadly across the deposit as well. And it's probably a lot more representative than the one in December. And so, it's important that, you know, those came back the same. Recovery is anywhere between 95 and 99%. So it's for me, when we're working, and for our company we're working, we do met test work on everything that we drill. So, you know, I think we said on the last calls, we have like an 80% hit rate on an exploration. So whenever we find something, we always do the met work really early on, because that tells you, it's a good indication, even in exploration, whether you should carry on drilling those. Because if it's refractory, if it's complex, if it looks as though you're not going to get the recoveries, you got to use that early on in deciding where to spend more money on a project. And the thing about this is that, you know, the metwork's just, you know, this is absolutely brilliant for the asset, and just shows, again, it's about de-risking it and showing quality. That's what it is. You're trying to show that this asset is better than others in the sector.
Now, so far, the drill results at least have continued to show just how impressive this project is, especially in this Ikkari area. Plus the network, good to hear that you are on top of that. James, I've had a couple questions come in on the back of a number of our last interviews, and I want to address some of those with you. The first one discusses the mill. Now, there is a mill on this project. However, it's on the eastern side of the project, a little distance away from this Area 1 where all this exploration has been happening. The question was asking, does the mill need upgrading if you want to start running feed through it? What can you answer about how the mill could play into a production scenario here?
Yeah, so I guess it's good to clarify that, because it's always been something that people have asked us about the company. Certainly that's when we originally bought the assets for, you know, back $500,000 back in 2016. That was sort of the core part of the business. That mill, you know, we're actually still exploring the part of our deposit. We have a drill rig underground there working on that at the moment. But the key thing is there is, Hinton itself is about 20 kilometers away from the Ikkari discovery. It can be restarted relatively efficiently. It doesn't have a huge amount of capital requirement for it. But in terms of the size and scale of the Ikkari discovery that we're making, it is multiple times the size of the Partavaro deposit. So what we're seeing really from this early work is that the Ikkari deposit will become a standalone operation processing facility. I remember Ikkari also has... You know, there's other discoveries very proximal to that within a couple of kilometers, Haina Central, Haina South, other things we've discovered. So, you know, they may well become satellites to what would be the future mine at Ikkari. But then, you know, the part of our mine, the original one, shouldn't forget about that. We will do a new resource on that and you know, move that forward as well, because that it's a smaller opportunity, but it has, you know, historically it was a very low cost operation. So, you know, there's value to be extracted there. So it's a great problem to have. We've basically gone from a company that had, you know, one small mine to having potentially one large mine of the future and a modest sized mine. It's very transformational for the company on that stage.
So let's talk about some of these other discoveries in Area 1. Now, this area is outlined nicely in the news release. We've seen this image before. It's figure 1 of the recent news release, but there are a number of other areas that you have drilled and hit some nice mineralization. Are you seeing any synergies between these discoveries around Area 1 and around Ikkari?
Well, I think, you know, that we still, you know, for those who like grade, the highest grade intercept is... Every intercept in this area is still a Haina South, like 480 grams over a meter. So, you know, that's some interesting projects. They all seem to be part of this bigger mineralizing system. So I think, you know, we probably won't have time to get enough drilling on those now, the way we prioritize the work to bring those into the resource in the summer. But, you know, we will get back to those in the months and over the months ahead. So, and we will be carrying on drilling. We're not stopping at any point in time. So that, you know, they'll come in. I guess the other point to add, Corey, is that, and my colleague Tom often reminds me, we discovered Ikkari with one drill rig and one base of till rig. We still have one drill rig and one base of till rig hitting all the other targets that we have, even beyond the ones that are outlined in figure one. So, I think exploration is still going on that across the whole license, and I think you know, we're trying to our promise to people was that we try and explore or then, you know, get across the whole of this large license package as fast as possible, and we're still working on that.
Okay, that addresses another question that came in that was asking, with Area 1 being the focus but having such a large land package outside of Area 1, has the surface work already been done to build up some of these targets? It sounds like you're going around with one of your drills and just flat out testing a lot of these targets outside of Area 1.
Yeah, I mean, we just still stay to this systematic method, you know, do the geophysics. We have the geophysics. That's all done a couple of years ago. Then we use the base of till, go through there. If it generates anomalies, then we'll do some broad space work. Then we'll go back and do a bit more. And hopefully from that, you know, it'll generate drill targets from it, and as our understanding evolves, that potentially, you know, we'll continue to do that at all times, because that's really the approach, to have big land packages, keep on doing that generative exploration in the background. You know, it would you know, that will, in my eyes, that will just carry on all the way through any development of Ikari or development or other projects. That's always going to be there in the background for a company like Rupert.
So, James, let's wrap it up with a broad comment here. News flow-wise, obviously, there's going to be a lot more drill results, and the company is still working towards that maiden resource at Ikari, something we've touched on a couple times. When will the cutoff date be for these results to be included into the resource?
I guess probably in the drilling that goes into that, probably be in this month, I would say, is when we start to cut that off, just to make sure that we get the assay turnaround right. So I think we'll see that sort of winding down a little bit, the drilling in some of the what I call the damper areas in area one. So that winds down a little bit. But right now we have, I guess, to people should know, we have the most drill rigs we've ever had running. We've actually got 6 running across the company at the moment, because we've just started one up in one of our Central Finland projects as well. So, there's a huge amount of data coming in right now. And so, yeah, for the resource, Ikari, probably a cutoff end of April, beginning of May. None of those drill rigs are leaving. They're carrying on. So it's going to be a busy next few months from our side, even while we move those resources on.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be a true just snapshot in time for Ikari because of how much more drilling you're doing, but it's going to be very interesting to see just what that initial maiden resource comes out to be. But in the meantime, James, keep us up to date on all the news that's coming out, and again, we'll just keep following up on these solid drill results. If anybody has any follow-up questions for James regarding Rupert Resources and the drilling that's ongoing, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. James, appreciate your time as always. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. Thanks, Corey.